Now, families are being asked to pay for rooms in care homes, even after someone has died. We reported on this in August after one of our listeners, Robert Hampson, got in touch with us. He was being chased for more than £5,000 by Sunrise Senior Living, a care home in Bournemouth. The home told him that the money was to cover the month after his aunt's death. She died 5 years ago.
I was told that I needed to pay this amount as the executor for her will. I thought I'd come to an arrangement that they would waive the charge because I described it as being unreasonable. And for about a year or 2 years, they went away and nothing happened. And then I got a reminder from some debt collection agency that this was due. Nothing happened again until June of this year when I got a letter threatening that they would take me to court.
Well, families are being asked to pay for rooms in care homes even after someone has died. We reported on this in August, and I think I've told you that. The question is, what is the number of people that are actually going to happen? So I've slightly lost my place here. They said that it's not been resolved in a timely way. They said they'd be contacting him in the next few days. Mr. Hampson says he didn't hear anything from them, but was sent another solicitor's letter threatening legal action.
They're looking for £5,240.95, and they say that legal action against me will include claims for fees, costs and interest. For me, this has become a matter of principle, and I think they've behaved appallingly. I don't want damage to my credit rating or to find myself standing opposite them in court. I'd rather try and settle this amicably.
Well, Ray Hart has been listening to that with us. He's Director of Valuing Care, and his organisation advises councils, the NHS and individuals who fund themselves on care contracts. Ray, when Robert spoke to us in August, he was hoping Sunrise would finally drop their claim against him. The care home said they were disappointed about what had happened, but Robert is still being threatened with legal action. Should he pay?
Well, I think if you look at how they've handled the case and what they've done since then to say that they would waive the charges, then I do think that they should honour that promise. And with any consumer debt, if they've come to an arrangement that they then made a decision to wipe it off, then obviously they need to then think about that, about how that affects their overall customer satisfaction.
Perhaps we can look a bit about the sort of principles behind this. I mean, Robert's aunt paid nearly £500,000 during the 5 years she was in the Sunrise home. How do you think they justify chasing Robert for another £5,000 5 years after she died?
Well, the problem is it's relating to the terms of the contract. And we do find that care homes will have a clause in the contract, and I think it's justifiable that there is a cost relating to one resident leaving in whatever circumstances and a new resident coming in. The issue comes with the lack of transparency of that relating to the overall cost of the package. If they were upfront about that and they had built that cost into the package to say, we won't charge you more because we have 30 days notice afterwards, then that's fine. But what they can't do is just hide this in the small print and think that it's okay for that to carry on.
But you say the small print, but if it is in the original contract, aren't they entitled to say, look, you know, when this arrangement was made, you had a chance to look at it, and therefore, you know, you should have known that this was the case.
Yeah, and I agree. A contract is a contract. And what we generally find is that because either the resident or their relatives are dealing with a point of crisis, normally when people go into care homes, the last thing that they are looking at is these clauses in the contract. And we would advise any relative that's going in to make sure that they look through both this and other terms that are quite often in these contracts.
So what is a reasonable notice period, do you think, after death?
We normally find about 2 weeks is what we get in most of the contracts. There are some, so it's not unusual for it to be 30 days, but quite often we find that where it is 30 days, if a new resident has gone into that bed, then they generally will waive it. They don't have to, and it is a goodwill gesture, but there is sometimes that give and take at that point.
Are there any regulations or guidelines about what it should be?
No, and this is a problem in the industry, all to do with the care home contracts. And we have taken a couple of cases through to local government ombudsman to talk about this. And the issue that we have is that these clauses, and there are many other clauses that come through as a similar problems, they are not regulated by anyone in the industry.
So do we need regulations, do you think, on this?
Yes, and I think the main problem is that we have the Care Quality Commission looking at the quality of the care and also around the provider's well-being financially to make sure they don't go under. We have the councils looking at the contracts for individuals that they pay for, but there isn't any beyond general consumer law, any industry that are looking after these self-funders and private payers.
That was Ray Hart. We did invite Sunrise Senior Living to come on to talk about Robert Hampson's case, but they sent a statement instead. They say they tried to contact him several times after the previous broadcast. They didn't, they say, get a response, but plan to contact him again. We've spoken to Mr. Hampson again this morning, and he insists he's had no communications with Sunrise, apart from the solicitor's letter, but is keen to get the matter resolved.